A lecturer in contemporary studies, Daniel Kondo, says the implications of the UN Security Council's no-fly zone on Libya and the Allied Air Force attacks on Gaddafi's command positions will linger for a long time. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said the world will also suffer terrorist reactions which will affect world security. Mr. Kondo said media reportage manipulation must also stop. Mr. Kondo spoke with George Ankara.
If there was a kind of central policy to see that democracy works almost everywhere, that people everywhere have their freedom, particularly America. So Gaddafi is seen as somebody who is really preventing his people from exercising their rights and natural freedom. And this has been the excuse for going in there to sort of disable Gaddafi's air defense force power from attacking the civilian population. But I don't think that they have exhausted all other means of persuading Gaddafi. Is it that he couldn't have been persuaded to stop what he was doing other than using airstrikes to bombard or to disable his defense power? So in the long run, what happens is that this whole problem will not have been fixed. I don't see how this issue with the problem of maybe getting the rebels to sit down with Gaddafi will be fixed immediately through this airstrike. I don't see Gaddafi cooling off or trying to come down to the level that they want him, even if all his defenses have been disabled.
Along the line, we realize that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi called for ceasefire, and that was one of the conditions given to him for the Allied forces to keep themselves at bay. But sooner had he declared a ceasefire than they also issued a United Nations no-fly zone and started the bombardment. How does that come in?
Gaddafi did not seem to have told them the right thing. Soon after saying so, he was also seen to have launched some fight against the rebel force and civilian population. And I think that was what pushed them to start the airstrike.
At what time should a country have its sovereignty protected? When rebels attack our government, what do you expect government to do? To sit unconcerned?
That is the major problem, and where a lot of people do not understand why the West should come in immediately in support of the rebel forces, using attacks on civilian population as the major threat. I think similar things have happened elsewhere. Iraq, Kuwait, Afghanistan, and when the deal is done, they leave, and the country gets a bigger mess. I don't think the problem in Iraq has been fixed. It has not. And who bears the cost of all this? So after doing all this, all the planes that have been destroyed and other things, I don't think they'll bear the cost. Libya, that will bear the cost. And it will be used as a fight against that, the price Gaddafi will have to pay for his incarcerated in court.
When you look at current contemporary situations, the countries that have been attacked before, Iraq, who did not have weapons of mass destruction according to the inspectorate section or department of the weapons inspectorate division,
yes.
Then Kuwait, and then looking at Israel, what Israel has been doing for time immemorial in the Middle East, and then getting down to the all other oil producing countries. Why is it that they are leaving other countries untouched and they are targeting the rest?
I think this has to do with perhaps their particular interest, because there are countries that are just being the same as Gaddafi that are not being attacked. And so one begins to wonder why Gaddafi or Libya and Gaddafi and its recalcitrants have been used as a pretext for that attack. So
Daniel Kondo is a lecturer in contemporary studies at the Ghana Institute of Journalism.